We're doing the Sefer HaMidot. We're up to page Kuf Tzadi Hei. I want to dedicate our learning tonight to an alumni of ours named Nathan Van Leer. We haven't heard from him in a while. Hashem should bless him, and I hope he and his wife are doing well. The Magid Midovna had been describing the different types of love. And the Magid Midovna had said the love of the righteous is a love that stems from a person living life the way one would if one recognizes that he has a creator. If one recognizes that there's one who created him, who keeps strengthening him, who is so benevolent to him, who is watching over him, who desires what's good for him, then one behaves a certain way. One of the reasons we don't see Hashem in our lives is because we don't want to. Because if we did, then it would be obligating.
His level is not, not the level that the Avotenu. Avotenu don't see the also God, that the Avotenu Shalom or Rami Zaki, just have a nevuah. They have a nevuah. Who only the person can see God was saw? Moshe Rabbeinu saw
it? I don't mean see literally. I mean if a person lives his life with the recognition, that there is a creator who is taking good care of him. And if a person is willing to recognize that, then his behavior is different. And he says that's the highest level. He says most people do not attain that level. And he continues and says, we're on the top of page Kuf Tzadi Hei. I'm skipping the parentheses. The pasuk says, Atam Moshel Begeut Hayam. Hashem takes control. Hashem is in control of the waves of the sea. Atadiketa Kechalal Rahav. You put down the haughty nation of the Egyptians, Yanki lecha shamayim af lecha aretz. That's because you own everything, the heavens, the earth. V'ata mashkiach al kulam b'shaveh, you watch over everyone equally. Ki gam tevel umlo ata yisatam. Because you inhabited, you created everything. In ken ra'uy alehem asho b'shimcha yigilun kol hayom. So then they should all rejoice in your name. Ki en da'aga umago b'lev nar et roto et atzmo ki hu b'chek imo. Because you guys want to see true joy. It's one of the greatest things you can ever see. Watch a baby when he's held by his mother, when she holds him closely to nurse him. That is the most fantastic thing. I was just telling my wife the other day, the baby's crying, and he sees her, and she picks him up, and suddenly there's this smile, this contentedness. He feels like everything's just the way it should be. The world is perfect. Nothing better in the world. When a baby is in his mother's hands and he's nursing, he has the warmth, he has the food, he has the love. He just closes his eyes and he's in the Garden of Eden. He's not missing anything in the world. There's nothing in the world that bothers him. Nothing else exists but that feeling of security. And the Magid Midovna is touching on a point that's deep in our psyche, that need for security. And the Magid Midovna says that if we recognize Hashgacha Pratit, if that is a part of our lives, so then our lives are, so to speak, with Hashem standing right near us every moment. And there's nothing to fear. And there's nothing to worry about. Ken Asiridim Ba'am, and this is the way the giants of the nation, the few extra pious of the nation, levavehim shalem mipachad umagor u'dagam mikol machzor, Their hearts are whole. They aren't scared and they're not worried that they will lack. They find themselves standing between Hashem's two arms. Their father's holding them, so there's nothing to worry about. That's the giants. That's people who feel that connection and can be confident in the connection. When the Tanoim had conversations with one another, so one asked the other, shouldn't I be scared? Doesn't it say, Ashrei Adam Mefached Tamid? The Pasuk says, praised is one who's always weary, he's always concerned. So what's wrong if I'm concerned? So the other one answered him, Pachadu V'tzion Chataim. The real reason you're scared is because you know you haven't lived up to your end of the deal, so you don't know what's in store for you. Pachadu V'tzion, if people in Zion, Tzion is a level of Am Yisrael. If a person's in Zion and he's scared, it's chataim. It's because he's worried about where he's been lacking. How beautiful is the great allegory that King David said, praised is the nation that knows how to blow the trumpet. What does that mean? כי החיבה היתרה הזאת נודעת לנו ויודעים אנחנו ההתחברות והראות של הקדוש ברוך הוא אלינו. The word teruah could mean blowing the trumpet. The word teruah could also mean re'a, friendship. Ashrei ha'am, praised is the nation, yode'ei, that know teruah, the great relationship they have with Hashem. And we'll pick up here in a minute.